T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sweet 16, baby.
This is wild.
This is wild. This is wild. It was, I mean, wild weekend for South Florida sports fans. Obviously, we're all going, all right, what's happening with Jason Sanders? You know, are the Dolphins keeping him? Are they replacing him?
Who said that?
No one's asking? Okay, I got my notes wrong. Let me go to today. I'm sorry. What's today?
The year. This is 2023. I think you're on the wrong 20th. Year.
So UM's going to the Sweet 16 for the second year in a row, which is unbelievable. I know Solana's going to have all this in the headlines. UM women's basketball plays tonight. Mm-hmm. A win will send them to the Sweet 16. Tough one tonight. They're playing the one seed. So
yeah.
We took down Indiana once. We can do it again, baby.
F the Hoosier State. Hoosier State.
I like it.
We got some Canes over here.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Woof, woof.
It's not a woof, woof.
Oh,
we're not,
what is it?
Not,
people
not,
do that.
It's not Arsenio Hall show. We're not the dog pound.
People do that at the stadium, though. They go woof, woof. And it's like, no,
they
man.
They do?
Yeah. You've never realized that?
No, I figure it's whoosh, whoosh.
Right, whoosh, whoosh.
Oh, like the wind of a hurricane?
There you go.
Yeah. Whoosh. I'm gone. He's just teaching me.
If you want to kind of mix and match the FAU Owls, you could do, we got some something, hoot, hoot. You throw in a hoot. I'm smiling for Howard Schnellenberger, who has nothing to do with the basketball program, but he loved FAU when he went there. And, you know, them being on the national map, I mean, he's got to be smiling looking down.
I know more about FAU basketball after an hour of TV this morning than I've ever known in my life.
You know, it reminds me, remember it was FGCU? What was that, like 5 years ago?
Dunk City.
That was a fun team.
I had no idea FGCU existed up until then. And I would imagine a lot of people have never heard of FAU until, you know, this weekend. So what a great story.
My mind is so jaded. They say Boca, Florida. Like, when they put it up, they're like, this team's in – they don't say Miami. They say Boca, you know, Boca Raton. And I think about your crazy ass every time I see it up on the TV.
I know. It has been the funniest damn thing. I have such a wild pride in Boca Raton the way that Solana does in Kendall. But I really do. But Boca is ripe for so many little just one-liners. I mean, I was tweeting out when the first win – I'm tweeting out, you know, we got to meet at Barnes & Noble. And come on, Boca, reopen Stir Crazy. You know, it was just a stir-fry restaurant in the mall. Like, I mean, just so many great Boca Ratonisms. It's one of the reasons that Eric Reed is going to join us today. Eric Reed, not just the Heat broadcaster, and we want to talk some Heat, but he is a proud resident of Boca Raton. And Boca is on the map this weekend. So FAU, this is the first Sweet 16 visit in school history for them. There's a couple other things that you guys got to pay attention to. I don't know if you're paying attention to the Panthers. They are making a beeline to the playoffs.
Really?
A beeline. When I tell you fortunes have changed in Sunrise, fortunes have changed in Sunrise. They were down to the Devils 2-0 in the third period this weekend, came back and won 4-2. But everything that they need to happen with Pittsburgh, the team ahead of them for the wild card, is happening. The Panthers are making a beeline. The Heat, listen, we all knew they were going to lose one of the two games to Chicago or Detroit. You started to get nervous they were going to lose both games.
Yes, we did.
But they overcame some early troubles yesterday. The Heat are one game back of Brooklyn for the sixth seed. Mm-hmm. Like, things are happening right now. Everything's going right for the Panthers. Things are going okay for the Heat. They have a legit shot to stay out of the play-in game and get into the sixth seed. The FAU Owls, the Miami Hurricanes, men's and women's.
Yep.
You know, for years, I never, you know, when I grew up in Chicago, March Madness was cool. DePaul in the 70s, DePaul with Mark Aguirre mm-hmm. and Terry Cummings. And Ray Meyer was the head coach. DePaul was really, and I grew up in the north suburbs of Chicago, but DePaul was 30 minutes from my house. And so March Madness would be great. The thing with DePaul was they got bounced every year in the first round, even though they were, you know, a three seed and everyone would complain, but I was a young kid. You know, ever since I moved to Miami, you see people getting into March Madness spirit, but it's hard to get involved because it's not a regular thing.
Yeah.
Now, we've got UM and FAU in the Sweet 16 and the women's team still playing, having won their first game. I have to tell you, the weekend of March Madness and the week of it, because we did the live show at Twin Peaks on Thursday, when you have teams that are formidable, it changes everything. How much fun has this been?
You know what changed it all? NIL.
Yeah, you're right.
NIL, Nigel right. Pack, Norchad O'Meara, the Cavender Twins for the women. That money changes things. Like, we're seeing it in live action, what's going on with March Madness and UM.
You're 100% correct. And Coach Larrañaga. I mean, Katie Meyer for the women's side, Coach Larrañaga on the men's side. And this Dusty May, who I've learned a whole bunch about at FAU. Like, there's some great basketball coaching going on down here. But, man, it really has. Like, NIL changed it because you've got guys and girls who are coming here who maybe wouldn't have given Miami a second look.
No.
The Cavender Twins are the perfect example of it. I mean, they literally came down here because the NIL deal, and they were going to pretty much go to March Madness, which they hadn't been able to. And, yeah, you're right. And that Miami team, Solana and I were talking about it before we went on the air. I mean, Norchad O'Meara, first of all, you got to give props to the training staff because, you know, you kind of saw it Friday night that he was a little bit hobbled. But yesterday, I mean, he didn't look like anything was wrong with him. But no. You got guys like O'Meara and Pack and Isaiah Wong, Miller, like, you got guys. I mean, this is legit talent. I mean, it's really fun.
You know, I like they because they were amping up the ACC Player of the Year, Isaiah Wong. Like they came in the game. He's the spotlight player, and y'all was like, "Ooh, they're amping him up too much." They're talking about the ACC Player of the Years from Miami. We're talking about North Carolina. We're talking about Duke here, and they're like bad mouthing UM almost. And I'm like, oh, you know, I don't have that kind of attachment you do, but I'm like, damn, how y'all gonna bad mouth the man? And then he went out and dropped damn near 30 on them. Oh, I loved it.
And by the way, Miami, I believe, is the only ACC team left in the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's another ACC team left in the tournament. That's pretty wild.
Basketball school.
And another thing, if you're not enjoying the World Baseball Classic at Lone Depot Park, I don't know what to tell you. There's baseball history being made. You had USA versus Cuba. If a tenth of the excitement from the World Baseball Classic could roll over into the Marlins season, look out. So I'm telling you, we sit here on March 20th. College basketball is rolling. Hockey, while you'd love to have a playoff spot secured, hockey right now is rolling. NBA, always rolling down here. There's a huge birthday today, by the way, with the Miami Heat.
Who's that?
Jamal Cain is celebrating his birthday today.
You got us.
What'd I do to you? It is Jamal Cain's birthday.
It is.
It's Pat Riley's birthday.
Patrick James Riley's birthday.
Oh, there we go. There's been a bunch of them.
Tell you what, World Baseball Classic is doing its thing. I'm telling you, there's just so much going on. On top of all that, we have a situation. So last week, Mario Chalmers came on this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great. So Lana asked a better question of Mario Chalmers than you or I combined.
Yes.
So Lana asked Mario Chalmers about when Ray Allen hit that three. If you look at the picture, Mario Chalmers has his hands up. Now, so Lana asked him, are you celebrating the three that Ray Allen is hitting, or are you saying, hey, dummies, I'm open? And Mario Chalmers answered the way we all expected Mario Chalmers to answer. I was open. I would have hit the shot.
Yes. I'm with Mario.
Just a great answer. It's perfect, Mario Chalmers. So Lana asked that question. That quote has gone viral, especially around March Madness, Mario Chalmers, NCAA hero with Kansas, right? So this thing has gone viral. Today, it had gone like, what was it? Hoop something? I forget what the...
Yeah, NBA Central had
NBA Central had like a million subscribers. And then today, ESPN Sports Center tweets it out. And they credit 560 WQAM, which is fine. But that's really third on the totem pole of how we would like this thing credited. It should be credited to Alejandro Solana.
Yes.
Or Hochman and Crowder show.
Mm-hmm.
QAM does the three of us no good, for real. I mean, you know, whatever. We're happy for the station and Len, but I mean, well, you know, what's it do for us?
I'm just happy. I'm just happy we're no longer named 560 the Joe. Because then Joe Rose would be getting all the credit.
You're 100% correct.
Who messed us over? NBA Central, because they were the first ones to tag QAM.
Right, so it's not uncommon to tag the radio station that it came from. We probably could have been more proactive in, you know, attributing it the way that we wanted it attributed. But I will tell you, I was in Solana's seat for many years. I did all this stuff for the Levitard show, and then it would just get credited to the Dan Levitard show. And I would be like, oh, wait a second. No, that was Mark Hochman. That was not the show. I did that. And I just ended up leaving the show. So I know what Solana's going through right now. He's going viral, but there's a part of him going, well, wait a second. How come I'm not getting the credit? And there was even an email sent out by our program director, Len, alerting the company that this was going viral. But Len said this happened on the Hochman and Crowder show. And so Len didn't even give Solana the credit he desires. So I'm guessing, Solana, you're almost feeling like Mario Chalmers right now, which is the team, the Heatles, are getting all the credit, and you're going, I'm open.
Pass me the damn ball. I'll knock down the tray ball every time in the corner.
That's funny, man.
Solana, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Good work out of you. You asked the best question in that interview.
Thank you.
You really did. And it's cool that it's getting some viral attention. It is very cool.
I wish I could say I was happy that we're getting the station some attention, but I would be lying, because as Hawk knows, I would like the credit. But I would also like to say that had they credited Hochman and Crowder, I would have been cool with that. Like, I did that because I'm part of the show. I wanted the show to get credit for it. I just like to point it out.
Up until we would have gotten credit for it, and then the same thing that used to happen to me when I wanted Dan's show to get credit for it, and then I would go, well, wait a second. I did this. Hackman was my idea. Hackman's my character. What makes him so brilliant? He's airing my work? What are we doing here? So, but we applaud you.
Yes,
Solana had as good a weekend as the Canes and the Owls. He is
there
a great representative of the FIU Panthers.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Right. Now you chime in now. Come with some funk. You set the bar high.
Yeah.
Right. Now don't goof around anymore. Mm-hmm. Now you know.
Now you're a sensation.
You're a sensation. So let's get headlines with Solana. Joe Zagacki is going to join us. They have just landed. Hurricanes basketball team, men's team, has just landed back in Coral Gables. Joe Zagacki's on his way home, and he is going to join us. So we will talk about the tourney. I mean, Sweet 16, second year in a row. Not easy because they've got Houston, number one ranked Houston on deck. Was it Friday night? But man, it was fun. It was fun. So Joe Zagacki is going to join us. Eric Reed is going to join us. There's also an anniversary today in the world of entertainment that I want to get to later on. And it for me, it really kind of marks the beginning of COVID, to be quite honest. We'll get to that later. But let's get headlines here. Start the show with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. All I can think about when you say Joe Zagacki's on his way home, he's got to pass at least, what, five or six McDonald's on the way home?
Joe, I know you're listening. Shamrock Shake, baby, and it's on me.
Celebrate.
We'll settle for a Cinnabon. But please, McDonald's drive-thru.
Come on, I mean, Joe. I texted him. If you were listening to this show, Joe joined us on Friday before the Canes game, and he told us that Wooga Poplar had gotten Cinnabon when the team went for Texas Day Brazil.
Yeah.
And Isaiah Wong had a terrible game on Friday night, and I texted Joe, Isaiah Wong should have gone to Cinnabon.
Y'all ain't worth a damn.
By the way, Jim Larinaga will join us tomorrow on the show here. They're going to travel Wednesday. They play Friday, but they got home. Obviously, he was on the same flight as Joe. Jim Larinaga will join us tomorrow. And then all eyes on the Canes Friday night.
That is so locker room. When you take some information that's pretty cool and then you could turn it negative to hurt somebody's feelings, you should have went to Cinnabon with that performance. Yeah, that's so locker room right there, man. That's
and next great. Time, wherever Wooga goes for dinner, you follow.
If you know, wonder how his locker room is, that's it.
Yeah, like Hawk mentioned, they'll play the one seed Houston Sweet 16 Friday, 7:15 in KC Mo.
Our there's a few things there. Do you know what KC Mo is?
Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, just checking because I've never heard anyone call it KC Mo.
Been there. No,
and do you know Houston's team name?
Houston, the Oilers, of course. No, the Cougars. The Cougars.
The Oilers.
All right, okay.
The Oilers.
Because you called them the Houston like you did the Memphis.
Did I really do that again?
You did. You go, the Friday night they'll play the Houston in KC Mo.
By the way,
I was like, this guy's got a beyond situation going.
By the way, I tried my hardest to do the Memphis with Tommy Tighe, and I just didn't have the balls to do it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. He's very intimidating.
And FAU, 8-point win yesterday against FDU. So they'll play Tennessee. That's Thursday night, 9 p.m. at the Garden, MSG.
The Garden. Mm. How about that? Boca Raton at Madison Square Garden, the mecca of basketball. I mean, this could be the greatest story in basketball history. This would be great. The greatest story since what?
FGCU.
I mean, I don't think they got past the Sweet 16, did they?
I think Sweet 16 is where they got.
I think that's where they maxed out. But what a great story for that program. You know, Howard Schnellenberger, no joke. So he went there to put them on the map athletic-wise, essentially, and did so. He definitely got some attention to FAU and their football program. But they've never had a national stage like this. It really is wild to me. The football team, who's the coach they hired with the whistle? I can't think of his name.
Lane
they
Kiffin.
Willie Taggart, who they just let go. He was there for three seasons. He got let go. They bring in Willie Taggart, a pretty high-profile name in college football, and the Miami Hurricanes bring in Mario Cristobal and Jason Taylor, and you know what I mean? Like, and then all of a sudden, like, no one's looking. Here come the two basketball teams from UM and FAU, and they're both in the Sweet 16. What happened? What happened?
Doing the South Florida. We used to play football down there
when everyone was zagging.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they've been doing it for a while because Lane Kiffin was before him. FAU's been trying.
FAU, I mean, Howard Schnellenberger himself as the head coach. I mean, they have brought in some legit football coaching, and it's really wild to me to see UM, who is all in on the football program, and FAU, who's been trying very hard since Schnellenberger, both of their basketball teams in the Sweet 16. It's pretty wild. It's a pretty wild story.
But it'll only happen in basketball because they'll get in the tournament and really be able to play some competitive teams. Because, like, if Western Kentucky goes 11-0, they're not making the college football playoffs.
Yes. No, you're, so that's why basketball you're 100% correct. Yeah. It is so unique to basketball because if you could do well in your conference, doesn't matter how small the conference is, you could do well in your conference, you're going to end up in the tournament. And then who knows? I mean, talk about getting lucky for FAU. Fairly Dickinson, who'd they beat?
Purdue, right?
Yeah, they beat Was it one seed? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They beat Purdue. FAU would have had to play the one seed if Fairly Dickinson hadn't pulled an upset that had only been pulled one time before in NCAA history. Yep. And so then all of a sudden, FAU, do you know they were a 16.5 point favorite going into the game yesterday?
Wow, that's crazy.
To go to the Sweet 16. FAU was a 16.5 point favorite over FDU. That's wild.
Well, sometimes better to be lucky than good.
For real.
They had never won a tournament game before.
Correct. They had been to the NCAA tournament once in their career, got bounced in the first round, and now they're in the Sweet 16.
Let me be honest. I didn't know they had a basketball team, fellas. So I'm not even trying to be crazy about it. Let's understand where this program is.
It's wild.
You got to brush up on your Conference USA info, bro.
You know, this is their last year in Conference USA.
Yeah, they're going to the AAC.
That's right.
Jimmy Menthols was telling me all about it last night.
Jimmy is on it, man. Jimmy loves this tournament.
Canes women's basketball, like Hawk mentioned, they play Indiana tonight. Second round, 8 p.m.
All right, very good. Let's go. That game's on ESPN2, by the way.
One of them little Cavenders went off, dropped like 17 or something.
Haley.
That was her, yeah.
Yeah.
They interviewed her post-game and all, too. I was watching, baby. You know, I lock in when it means something.
I'll be watching tonight. I'm excited.
They were down 17 points and came back.
Their comeback was ridiculous. The Hurricanes men's comeback was ridiculous on Friday.
Hey, shoot old Katie and Coach L a text and say, hey, let's get them going earlier this game.
Well, he did yesterday. I mean, the men's team yesterday came out fire. It was like a tale of two games, man. You watch them on Friday night, and then all of a sudden they are shooting the lights out yesterday. And that was just that felt a whole lot better. But I will tell you something. Coach Larrañaga is a genius. Guy's a basketball genius. He went to the press against Drake at the exact right time. I think there's other coaches. I don't know if you watched the game Friday night. I think there's other coaches who may have gone earlier because they start to get a little bit nervous. And then you might tire out your team or you give Drake a chance to figure out the press. Yeah. And he waited and waited and waited. And then hit the press. Drake didn't know what hit them, and they were able to salt that game away. It was just – that guy is going to the Basketball Hall of Fame. He should, and hopefully he will.
Love and respect for Coach.
All right, guys. Heat don't play until Wednesday. Hawks right. They're a game back of Brooklyn, who play the Cavs twice. You have to figure they'll lose at least one of those, right? Cleveland's a really good team, also fighting for seeding in the East. So – if the Heat can beat the Knicks on Wednesday, they're right there. They're right in the thick of it with 10 games remaining.
We'll talk to Eric Reed in the 4 o'clock hour today, all about Duncan Robinson.
I got one other question. I got one.
The Panthers.
Solana's National with Mario Chalmers. And I am Jack in Titanic hanging onto this ledge of Duncan Robinson floating in the water. And I'm not letting go.
Duncan's on the door, shaking his head at you.
And I'm not letting go.
Get off. Go over there to Struce's door. Get off of my door. You know who needed a door was Caleb when he tried to dunk on Embiid. He needed some help. Yeah, Caleb. Come on.
The Panthers, they do play tonight versus the Red Wings, 7 p.m. Bro, they were down 2-0 going into the third period on Saturday. They came back, beat the Devils, put a four-burger on them in the third period. Inter-Miami lost 2-0 to Toronto on Saturday. They play Chicago next week. And the Dolphins made Tua's fifth-year option official. And if you want the equivalent to cocaine, go watch Jalen Ramsey's latest Instagram and Twitter post.
For real. He put together a hype video of him coming to Miami and being welcomed to Miami. And it is social media cocaine.
I got to check it out.
He also – we have to break, but he did something that for a guy like me who born and raised in Miami – he went somewhere this week, his first week in Miami.
It's in the video.
Like, to me, that is baller. Just like, this guy, I want his number retired already based on just going to the place that he went to. I'll explain later on.
Hey, man, I had a parking lot at Tootsie's. You never give me this much credit. The whole area was the Crowder section.
Yeah, but I mean, your
team
didn't
they went, run a didn't they have a dance maneuver?
Yes,
you and Ronnie,
the Wildcat.
Two other dancers, one would be Ricky and go in motion, and one would kick the knee for the snap. Yeah, and you giving this man all the credit. I've been down here 18 years, Solana.
Bro, I got us on SportsCenter. I mean, what else do you want?
I know, not the week. Sorry,
your weather. It's
not the week.
It's sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. It was pretty cold this morning. I don't know about up in Boca or Davie, but today in Kendall, it was like 55 degrees this morning. Right now, it's around 78. Tonight, your lows will drop back down into the 60s. That's your weather.
All right, Joe Zagacki is going to join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How sweet it is.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I mean, this is old Two Live Crew. This is before Solana was born, maybe before you were born. What year were you born, Crowder?
I was born in 83, but this was back when Josie used to run.
This is for real. Well, you know what I did? Did you see the picture for my super followers on Twitter, Solana, after the Canes won yesterday? I posted a picture just for my super followers. It's me and Uncle Luke on campus at UM 1989 when I used to work at the radio station on campus, and Luke and the Two Live crew would stop by every now and then. And Get a Girl is like, that's eons ago. You've probably never heard that entire, and I'm going to call it a cassette, Solana. Mm-hmm. You've probably never heard that cassette.
I have definitely never heard that cassette. But
have you ever listened to a cassette? Have you ever had a cassette?
I did, because my first car had a cassette player. So
awesome.
And then I bought, you could get the cassette to MP3 plug-in. Yeah. So that
it wasn't
my...
even to MP3, it was to CD players, no?
CD player. And if you hit a bump, it skips. Yeah, that was a tough time.
All right. Joe Zagacki's jet lagged. He wants to talk. Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Just flew in from New York. And boy, are his arms tired. Hey, he just flew in from New York. What was the mood on the plane, Joe?
The mood was one of joy and fatigue. So people were happy and a lot of sleeping.
Just emotionally spent, right? I mean, what was it like last night and then on the plane this morning? I mean, they're going to the Sweet 16 for the second year in a row, and they looked good yesterday.
It
wasn't
great
a squeaker like Friday. I mean, they looked good.
Yeah, they were frustrated by Friday's game in a lot of different ways. Last night, just a lot of unbridled joy. The locker room, the guys were, all smiles. It was a great bunch of kids. They just were ecstatic with the way they played. And then, by the time we got back to the hotel, not much time to have a little food, and then an early flight today. So the guys are pretty tired. Today they'll have the rest of the day off, and then they'll practice tomorrow, begin their prep for Houston. But just really, they were just the locker room was just, as you can imagine, when you've just won a big game like that, they were celebrating and happy and thrilled and then I think exhausted. But I think they were very satisfied after what happened on Friday that they were able to show what Miami basketball really looks like.
And Joe, from your perspective, really what happened? Because to me, watching it just looked like Drake was a better team than Indiana because Miami dominated. But what was that difference? You just said the team was frustrated. Why were they so frustrated on Friday and that they could change it on Sunday?
Well, I think it's a whole combination of things, Channing. One, from probably being nervous, being in the NCAA tournament. It's become such a gigantic event. And even though you've been there before, I think there's still a set of nerves. So I think they were a little bit nervous playing a different opponent. Maybe I'm sure they respected them, but probably didn't really know much about who the hell is Drake and what is a Drake and all that stuff. We stayed at the Drake Hotel last year in Chicago, but that's about all they knew about Drake. And then the game, they didn't play well offensively. They got sucked into Drake's game, and they got frustrated with the way the game was called. Drake was pulling and grabbing, and Nigel Pack had his shirt damn near ripped off, and Isaiah couldn't get free. They were all over him. So they didn't share the ball. They only had 6 assists in that game. Just wasn't their kind of game. And then on Saturday morning when they reconvened, once they were able to get past that, Coach L gave them, I thought, just a brilliant game plan for Indiana, one that they really absorbed, one that they wanted to attack, and then they executed really at a high level. And it revolved around, stopping Indiana's best player. He still got his 20 points, Trayce Jackson-Davis, but he really had to work hard for it. And then they shared the ball on offense, and they crushed him on the boards. Norchad was just a beast on the boards, man. He was like Hercules rebounding the basketball.
I mean, you got to give props, too, to the Hurricanes training staff, right? Because Omir, I think a lot of guys are out for an extended period of time with that injury. He looked a little hobbled on Friday. He looked, like he was running on all cylinders yesterday.
Yeah, they had a great trainer, Sam Johnson, a young guy, who really the players appreciate how much work that Sam puts in every day to help those guys heal up. And he's got a great relationship with the players, great relationship with Norchad. And Channing would probably know this, you know, a trainer will go to you and say, okay, it's, you know, I need to meet you for therapy at, or, you know, at 3:15. And a guy might roll his eyes, but Norchad and Sam, I think they nearly roomed together. And whatever plan Sam put together for Norchad, he listened to it. He really enjoyed being around Sam. Sam did a great job getting him ready to play. And as I mentioned last night, I don't think by the end of the game, Indiana didn't want to have anything to do with Norchad O'Meara. He had 17 rebounds. I think he had 9 offensive rebounds. And Miami had 27 second-chance points. And mind you, Indiana's the team that has 2 NBA players, 2 first-round picks. The big guy, the center, Trace Jackson Davis, is an NBA pick. And then Jalen Hood-Schifino, the guard, he's 6'6". He towered over Miami. He's an NBA player. And Miami sent both those guys packing, ending their college careers.
And, Joe, speaking of Norchad O'Meara, did Indiana not get the memo that he's a rebounder? Because, like, Joe, like, box out O'Meara and you're going to get the rebound. Like, and everybody else in single digits. He has 7 damn team.
Yeah, they didn't want anything to do with him. He was so physical. And, you know, the only time Indiana really got back in the game was when Norchad had 2 fouls. But, you know, the other thing about a couple of things jumped out right away. And that was the first possession. Wooga Poplar went right by his guy, Race Thompson. And then I think it was Jordan Miller. He went right by Miller Kopp. And I thought, they can't defend Miami. They're not going to be athletic enough to defend Miami. Thompson just couldn't keep up. Neither could Kopp. And then they had Galloway, who's supposed to be their best defender, on Isaiah. And Isaiah just ate his lunch. And early in the game, I thought, they can't stop Miami. The question was going to be, can Miami stay out of foul trouble and can Indiana slow the game down? And Indiana said they want to play fast. Well, they didn't want to play as fast as Miami was playing, I can tell you that. And then I go back to Coach L. He just distilled this game plan down so beautifully, and he made it a game plan of technique and strategy. And the strategy was deny Trace Jackson Davis the ball, front him, deny him the ball, and then if he does catch it, as soon as he puts it on the ground, swarm the ball. But the other part of the technique was Norchad, get low. And Norchad, instead of trying to upsize, he got low against this guy and pushed him around, pushed him off the block, pushed him out of position. And then when the ball came in, he jumped up. So that was the technique part of it. And it really, I thought, it stymied Indiana's attack. I thought it was a great game plan. And, you know, he said, we're going to put him in a closet and limit his options, and that's what they did. They put him in the closet, and they didn't allow him to spray the ball around to open shooters.
How about
Coach L, he out-coached Mike Woodson, so Mike Woodson didn't know what to do. And, you know, he's an NBA guy, and I think those NBA guys sometimes just say, we're going to roll the ball out, they got better players. But Coach L had a better strategy.
We've talked about it on this show, whether Coach L gets the credit that he deserves, and obviously with the nomination to the Basketball Hall of Fame, he probably is starting to, and he's gotten some mad love on the March Madness television broadcast. So I think he's starting to get that credit. But how about Friday night against Drake? I was saying to Solana and Crowder, like, I thought he picked the exact perfect time to go to the press. Had he gone to it earlier, I think that they would have figured it out. He would have tired out his own team. Like, I think coaches who had less experience might get a little panicked by the way that game was playing out. And he waited, and then like a sniper went to the press and it changed the entire game.
Yeah, he doesn't panic. And I think I told you guys on Friday, he told the team, we're not going to win this game at halftime. We're going to have to play to the bitter end. And I saw him after the game. And I said, bitter end? And he kind of looked at me like rolled his eyes. Yeah, bitter end. Didn't know it was going to come right down to that. But he did unleash the trap at the right time at the end of the game, and Drake could not handle it. They started throwing the ball all over the place. It energized Miami and propelled them to that 16-1 run. But it's a strategy that they've used in the past. But that's what he does. He watches the game. What he sees when he's watching the game, I maintain that whatever he sees, none of us see. He sees something else. And he processes it. Then he goes through his Rolodex of what he wants to do next, what strategy he wants to go to. He changed his strategy against Drake at halftime, and it helped a little bit. to free up the shooters, kind of get a little separation. But I think during the game, I'm not sure that there's anybody better than him in making adjustments.
And Joe, I know he's not going to say it in the press or tell us, but like when you just said it, Coach L out coaches other coaches and you're around him, do you tell him like, hey, the press, or hey, double teaming this guy was genius? And does he have a little swag about him? Like, does he look at you with the little wink like, you know who I am?
Yeah, I think he has I'll mention something to him like that. He's got this little coy smile. And I think another curveball they threw in there really wasn't his idea. He had a plan on Saturday, and then yesterday, Sunday morning at breakfast, he told the players, hey, wait a minute. And he doesn't normally do this. He said, I want to add one thing to our defense. Now, remember this. We had 30 minutes to work on this. 30 minutes. You had a practice on Saturday, but you don't really dive in. And when you practice on Saturday, you don't really have a scouting report. The players don't have a scouting report of the other team. You're just going to run through your stuff and give them a little dose of the opponent and what they were going to do. So on Sunday, you get 30 minutes on the floor. So we changed one thing, and it was something that when he was looking at the video of Indiana's games, he saw Iowa use a certain technique, and he put that in the game as well. And it kind of messed Indiana up a little bit. But because you put it in doesn't mean your players are going to execute it. So they get a ton of credit because they had 30 minutes. And he said, listen, I need you, your full attention. You guys got to pay attention to this. This is what we're going to do. And then they, went out and did it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Real quick, it does not get easier. Number one, Houston is next on the list. That is Friday night. How do they beat Houston?
Well, I don't think people realize how hard this damn tournament is. So this will be the third week in a row on the road, right? So now we're going to go to Kansas City. And the team will leave on Wednesday. They're off today. They'll practice tomorrow. And we'll go to Kansas City on Wednesday. And, the brief look at Houston is they're the number one of the number one seeds for a reason, and they were number one in the country for a reason. They've got a hard-nosed, very physical team, and I know what Coach L is concentrating on right now. It's rebounding, and that's what this team does. Houston's a great offensive rebounding team. Sometimes their best shot is a missed shot, and so I imagine they'll have some rebounding drills tomorrow, but right at the surface, Houston plays really hard, probably harder than anybody in the country next to Miami. So this will be a game where two teams are going to draw battle lines and go after each other because Miami doesn't get enough credit for how hard they play. They're going to have to play hard and probably play even harder than what they played this year because that's what Houston does. Houston's going to force Miami to elevate their intensity even more, and then especially on the boards. And then, these games sometimes come down to I hate to say it, but what kind of whistle do you get when it's a physical game? The game that on Friday, Hawk, one of the things we didn't talk about, Miami eventually, they got to the free throw line 29 times, 29 or 27 times, whatever it was, and they shot 80%. So against Houston, they're going to have to rebound, play hard, and probably find a way to get to the free throw line.
You're not the only one that has done their research. Solana has just researched this. Now, maybe you want to share this with Coach L. And Wooga Poplar, little scouting report. Solana, what do you have in Kansas City, Missouri, their next stop?
Three Cinnabon locations in Kansas City, Missouri, Joe Z, if you want to pass that info along.
All right, I'll tell Wooga. I just saw him about 10 minutes ago. His bottom is a little sore, but I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he took a hard landing.
That was a foul, Joe, right? That was a foul.
I thought so, but apparently the other guy did not. I didn't know you could kick the ball in basketball either, like Galloway last night for Indiana. Didn't you guys see he kicked the ball?
All right, we got the ground. Let's move on to Houston. What are we doing? We got the win. Joe's tired too. Joe had a long night and the early travel this morning. He's ready to go, man.
I'm a little cranky. I haven't had any food, so I'm going to go to Cinnabon.
Get some coleslaw, will you?
You know what I'm looking at right now? I'm on campus. I'm looking at Cold Stone. Maybe I'll just go to Cold Stone. There's a Cold Stone truck right in front of me. I might tackle that entire truck.
Ice cream.
What do you think you'll mix in? What do you think you'll mix in there?
Hot fudge, marshmallow, vanilla chocolate.
Get the waffle
maybe
bowl.
Some, well,
you like a waffle
like
bowl?
The Jersey Shake, but that's what I like. Hot fudge,
like
marshmallow.
Bowl?
I don't know. Waffle bowl would be I'm so hungry right now, I could probably eat all of it.
Right? Why not? All right, there
gotta,
you go, Joe.
Gotta
Gagy.
Get the sweet cream. Sweet cream, Joe.
Voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Thank you, Joe.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There you go. It's an exciting week. Things are happening, man. Things are happening.
This is cool, man.
You got Canes women's basketball tonight, 8 p.m. They win, they go to the Sweet 16. Thursday night, FAU men's basketball in the Sweet 16 for the first time ever. Friday night, Canes men's basketball. It is a tough one, number one Houston. So we got action, Jack.
Let me make an admission. When y'all make it to the Sweet 16, it becomes a we. Because I'm from Miami. Everybody's like, man, the Canes are balling. Yeah, man, Coach L got us together. He got
you
us playing
the way
right.
I've adopted FAU like I've been a lifelong season ticket holder.
I'm doing radio interviews about UM basketball.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll take a break, come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How sweet it is.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.